The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right. Finally, the Blitz has returned to Nick's place. We're going to do 3 hours of soccer talk today. All right, not really. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Nick's place on Rocky Ridge. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman. I don't know if I can call him the role model anymore, but we'll stick with it. Zhong Li, the master, back in studio if you want to get in. Well, the best way to do it is via Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Zhong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And we are at Nick's place to finish off what has been an all-day party. So if you're just getting off work, get your ass out here. This you want to be here.
This is a good place to be.
This is a great place to be, and this is one of those.
And the best part about us doing our show here is the soccer's over. Yeah. So we don't have to watch soccer while we do our show. Like those other shows, they were all suckered into doing a show like while soccer was on. We don't have to deal with that. So it's a good day for us.
All we have is golf, the end of golf. And the guy who's leading is already done, so we don't even have to talk about that. I have to admit this. I made a couple of soccer bets today because I've been colder than all my exes combined over the last few weeks. Basically, from the Triple Crown where I lost my ass, my first CFL bets of the year last night, 0-2.
Oh no!
Yeah, and
I don't think you missed two CFL bets all last year.
It was a while before I missed two last year, so I'm already 0-2. Although Saskatchewan money line tonight, by the way. But I made two soccer bets. One was the over in Spain-Portugal.
What was the total there?
It was a 3-3 finish.
No, what was the?
Two and a half, I think, okay. Is what it was. And then I also bet the draw in that game. And they drew. So
all right.
I'm now 2-0 on soccer.
Look at you.
I think I'll quit.
I would too.
But very happy to be at Nick's place. Nick's running around here, so you get a chance to meet the legend.
Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah, that sounded amazing.
It was really good.
I had the little personal pizza because I love their pizza here.
But you didn't want to feel fat and eat a whole one?
Right, just the little one because I...
I'm not worried about feeling fat, so I ate a whole giant calzone.
Well, I earned that pizza, though. I spent about 2 hours in the gym today, and it was a struggle, man. Friday's always hard, but, you know, I overdid it all week long, and today was just trying to get through it. But this place is... This is kind of where my radio career started. So I love coming back here. The first live show I ever did was at Nick's place. And as you know, I lived right across the street for a long time and killed a lot of brain cells here. And I ran up some pretty big tabs here over the years.
What? You?
Yeah. So, but always great to see Nick. Got to see Cindy earlier. So I feel like I come home whenever I come here. So, yeah, we're going to have some fun.
Welcome home.
Yeah. Now we if you're getting off work, get your asses out here.
Yeah.
That's an order.
Well, I apologize to Barry. Barry and I made up before the show started. He gave me a high five. I think everything's okay between us after yesterday. I tried to make up with Joel, and Joel declined to make up with me. He said, I'm good, and he walked away. And I tried to. I said I'm trying to apologize, but he didn't accept my apology. So I want it to be known that it's all good on my end. I love you, Joel. I love every inch of you. And I just want us to all be friends around here. That's all. That's all I'm saying. right? Mm. Did you see me try to make up
with him? I did. I'm not commenting on this because I didn't say anything yesterday, and he's mad at me. So I don't know what to do. I want
everybody to get along here.
I'm
just a humble
little radio host who's trying to have fun and get out of the way when you start attacking people.
I thought a little shade got thrown my way, so I threw a little shade back. I thought it was going to be all good. Like, that's beef squashed, right?
Well, yeah. I just think maybe other people don't see things the way that we do, that we like to bleep with each other. And it's funny to us. It's not funny to everybody, I guess.
It's funny to almost everybody.
I would say, based on the response that I got
from... It was like 99 out of 100 people thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, well, I was looking at the text line and all that stuff, and, I mean, everybody loved it. They thought it was hilarious.
Almost everybody.
Well, yeah.
There's always one.
It's not my fault. I just sat there.
Did you apologize to him today?
Well, I have nothing to apologize for.
Well, but he's mad at you.
Well.
You're okay with it?
What do I have to apologize to you for?
You're the one who called him fat.
No! Yeah. Yeah. Whoops.
Sorry.
Yeah. 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 All I did was challenge you to come try my workout and see if you can do it faster than I can. Just, you know, that's all I did. Oh, well.
Well.
So who are you going to attack today? Because
nobody. Today I want to be a really friendly show.
You know, Dustin was nice enough to bring you a beer, so you can't attack him.
Yep, I appreciate that.
Jermaine's really sensitive, so you can't attack him.
No. Jermaine looks like a wooden spoon. He's a can't even talk about him.
Oh, man. That was
I did hear – I feel like – I know Joel thinks that I was trolling him yesterday, which I – you know, I was just trying to jab at both those guys a little bit. But I feel like, and this is just a rumor, I didn't see it myself, but I got this news secondhand that Joel's lovely wife Lisa got in on the trolling of Joel this morning. There was a story on, what channel is it?
Channel 11.
Channel 11?
Yeah.
A story on Channel 11 this morning. Complete coincidence that the story running on Channel 11 this morning was about how women like the dad bod. Which is good.
Do they?
It's good news for most of the people who work at our radio station.
Oh, God.
I'll tell you that much.
Jeez, I've got a granddad bod. You kidding?
So they do this story about how women they enjoy a little bit of chub on their men, and they don't mind the dad bod.
I've got plenty of chub.
At the end of the segment, they throw back to studio right to Lisa, and she says, "I love a dad bod." So I think I feel like he should, if he's mad at me, he should be mad at her. Right?
What are you going to do, though? He doesn't have to live with
you. He doesn't have to live with me. But I did try to apologize. I tried to make nice with him today, and it didn't happen. Barry kindly accepted my apology. He's forgiving but not forgetting. Like, we've got some things to work through. We're going to get some counseling and everything. Yeah. You know, it'll all work itself out eventually.
Condoms for a while.
He did thank me for not mentioning his arm flaps on yesterday's show. So he appreciated that. But yeah, overall I think we're going to be okay, but Joel, I don't know. I tried to hug it out with him and he was not interested.
I'm not big on apologies.
I'm not either, but
especially when we're just doing the show. If we do something that, like, I didn't even apologize for the little person thing when they were going to boycott us. So, in the moment, you try to be funny, you try to be entertaining, and if it goes the wrong direction, oh well.
It happens. Bleep happens.
I probably apologize to Jong occasionally.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's different. You know, Jong's family.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I don't know that I've, you know.
You don't know if you have anything to apologize for.
No.
You were a gentleman
yesterday. I don't from you. I stayed out of it. Listen, I like those guys. I like their show a lot. I want people to listen to them. And, you know, that's all.
Okay.
I don't have any beef with anybody.
You don't think that even though I jabbed back at them a little bit today, you don't think that cost them any listeners?
No.
Right?
No, I think they probably okay. We're gonna have to fix this because you keep stepping
on
this
cord.
Yeah, I
don't like this.
Yeah,
can we make Voldemort this run
do
over
something
the
about
table?
That? Otherwise, you're gonna wind up ripping my headphones off in the middle of the show, or spilling my beer, which would be even worse.
We'll figure this out during the break.
Yeah, just don't mess with it right now.
Okay.
But yeah, every time you move your foot, it's like you're pulling my head.
I apologize. I'm doing that on purpose.
I know. Now I notice you've started kicking it every chance you get.
That was my move.
But no, man, I I've been on record as saying that the top three rated shows in this city are my three favorite shows.
Really?
Yeah.
Including ours?
Well, yeah, mine is obviously our favorite.
Oh.
I mean, if I don't think we have the best show, then
mine's like top three. Like I think that we're in the top three. I love that Matt Thomas. So much charisma. I mean,
God.
That's hard to beat. And anything with Rich Lord, I feel like is
Rich Lord
is really insightful.
Like, it's, you know what? I'm going to go on record. I love Sean. I think he's great. You'd have to pay me money to listen to a show with Rich Lord, and
yeah,
I mean real money. Not like, oh, I'll give you $100. Nah, it's not enough. For me to listen to a full 3-hour show with that guy, or 4 hours, or whatever it is they do, I'm going to say $5,000. That's my price.
Yeah. I feel like that the 610 afternoon show, they should call it Weekend at Bernie's, because it's like two dudes carrying around a dead guy all day. It's like, that's what it should be called, right? That's
yeah.
Like, to hell with that triple threat. Let's just call it Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they prop Rich up in that chair, and, you know, his head will bob forward a little bit, you know. And,
yeah, I really can't make fun of him because I probably haven't listened to him in 2 years.
we don't get to.
We're
all
on the same time and, yeah. And I've
trust me, I've heard enough. I've heard enough to know.
Yeah. All right, 713-780-ESPN if you wish to text the show, and if you want to tweet us, you know how to do that too. You know how to find us. We're out here at Nick's. I think the best thing for you to do is, if you're in your car right now, wherever you're going, you're probably going to get rained on. So screw that. Come on out to Nick's. Have some of the great food. Somewhere here we've got all the – here, let me tell you all the things that are going on at Nick's. First off, they're opening at 7 a.m. On Friday, Saturday, Sunday for soccer guy and girl. So, soccer people, this is your place. Come out here, catch all the soccer. You could have seen Ronaldo score 3 goals today. Wow. I guess I don't like Ronaldo here. That's okay. No one heard you drop that on the air. That's all right. But, yeah, I didn't know anything about that except for the 5 million mentions on my Twitter. Oh, how great is this? It's like, yeah, okay, guys. Oh, he scored 3 goals. Great. I'm just glad he scored the third so that we got a draw so that I made money. That's what I care about. I'm always the dollars. That's my first movie reference of the day. Guys, I've got to tell you about Texas Mattress Makers. They got 25% off sales. And listen, you're already saving money when you go to Texas Mattress Makers. You're going to save at least 50% guaranteed off of what you're paying if you go to any kind of retail store, because they make the mattresses right at Navigation. They sell them directly to you. You get them custom fitted. Lex, Jeff, Yuval, the gang there, they all know what they're doing. They're going to put you on the best mattress for you. And it's getting hot out there. You want to stay cool? Well, they're going to get you a mattress where you can sleep cool. The right bed with specialized breathable coils will make a huge difference in 100-degree weather, believe me. And, guys, they do such a great job there. And right now they got 25% off a bunch of their mattresses. That's in addition to that 50%. So you're going to save a bunch of money. You're going to sleep like a champ. You're going to do business with one of my favorite companies in the city, because not only do they put you on a great mattress and do a great job with that, they're so involved with charity around here and everything else. I mean, I really love Texas Mattress Makers. Visit them today. You can go to the new store, 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy, or 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed. And drifting closer in your sight. So play it out, I'm wide awake. It's a scene about me. There's something in your way. I hear that. You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, your kids are on summer break. It means they're spending more time around the house. That's great for them. not so great for your carpets. All the extra foot traffic, leaving your carpets full of dirt, pollen, and other allergens. They're dragging in muck from outside when they're out there playing with their buddies or going to the pool, whatever. They come back in. That's all in your carpets now. Get a jump on that summer cleaning with Dirt-Free Carpets Summer Special. For a limited time, they'll clean three rooms for $100, and they'll give you a free speed dry. The other guys leave behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. Call Dirt-Free, 281-DIRT-FREE. Go chemical-free with Dirt-Free Carpet. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, even your air ducts, all with the best technology in the game. Give a call right now. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean three rooms for $100 and throw in a free speed drive. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt-Free Carpet.
I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you, because I forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, true friends stab you in the front.
This is a WreckersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Nick's place on Rocky Ridge. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Nick's place, where you should be. And I know some of you are on your way because you've texted the show to say that you're on your way. So get out here. I thought I saw Hot Tracy walk in here. Was I imagining something?
I think you were. Oh, is she here?
Okay, yeah. Tyler says she's here. So, good.
It's here for her birthday drinks.
Yeah, yeah.
Belated birthday drinks.
Yeah. For the record, Joel says he's not mad at me. So.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Did he text you or what?
Yes. Lamont should rename the triple threat to Talking Dead. That's tweet of the day. That's tweet
strong.
Of the day. Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, boy. Apparently, there were reports going around that LeBron James was in town. I've heard from one of the people who thought it was him who told me it was not.
Okay.
They checked, so he is.
How do you listen, I don't want to sound like I don't want to sound racially insensitive, but like, how do you mistake a 6'9", you know, 280-pound black guy for someone else? Like, it's LeBron James. Like, everyone knows what LeBron James looks like. How do you see a guy and go, man, I think that's LeBron James? And then it's like, oh, I guess it wasn't LeBron. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, but you know how people are. That's one
that's
of
like
the...
I think I saw Yao Ming today. No, it turns out that wasn't him. It was just a regular size Asian guy.
You got to keep in mind one thing though. Most people are pretty short, right?
Right.
So they see a guy who might be 6'5", 6'6",
and they think that guy's massive.
Giant. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Like every time we go to a boxing match with all these little people running around, people think we're 6'5". It's like no. So I think that's part of it, and the other part is that, you know, people are kind of racist.
Yeah.
But those are my least favorite stories. Oh, I saw so-and-so. I can think of maybe one or two times. But, yeah. All right, so we're at Nick's place, 2713 Rocky Ridge. You notice I don't need any notes to tell people the address. 2713 Rocky Ridge, right off of Westheimer and in between Tanglewild and Fondren. Real easy to find. Cool place. So many TVs here. You can watch whatever sport you want. We got the U.S. Open going on now, which I have to admit, I watched about 10 minutes of it this morning just to see what Tiger was doing.
Yeah.
He was doing nothing good.
Oh, no?
I saw him play two holes, and he went triple bogey, double bogey.
So I take it he missed the cut?
I'm guessing he did. I quit watching after that.
Well, hard times.
And I went to the gym and then came here and watched soccer. And hit my soccer bets.
Hey, can we discuss something basketball-related for a moment?
Are
you okay with that? Or do you have something else you want to talk about?
No, I'm good to talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Okay. I started thinking about this today, and I don't know why it just kind of dawned on me, but where can LeBron go that he's not doing exactly what Kevin Durant's doing?
Go to a team where he's...
Well, he's either doing what he's been given grief for before, Like he's going, like if he, let's say he was to go to the Lakers, and the Lakers also brought in Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, like they did in Miami.
Yeah. And Chris Paul.
So maybe so.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, he's building a super team. He's a crybaby. He'll, you know, he can't do it on his own.
The Warriors went out and built a super team. So
well, the Warriors.
If you're going to beat them, you better have one.
The Warriors added Kevin Durant to a 73-win team, and everybody was like, oh, it's so chicken bleep of KD. This ruins his legacy because he had to join this team to win a championship.
I don't care about stuff like that. I mean, but I don't think he would have won one unless he'd gone there.
Would it be any different if LeBron, let's say he signed with the Rockets, the Rockets who won more games than anybody in the NBA last year and got to a Game 7 with the Warriors? If they brought in LeBron, wouldn't that be the exact same thing that the Warriors did with Kevin Durant?
Yeah. So?
You're okay with it now?
Yeah, I was okay with it then.
Okay.
I think because the bottom line is, yeah, I think LeBron and Durant are a little bit different. I don't think Durant was ever going to be on a team that was going to win a title unless he went to a team like Golden State or he went to play with LeBron.
Yeah.
I think he's a great player, but he's not a guy who was
I mean, he played with Russell Westbrook and James Harden and still didn't win a title.
They at least got there with that team, but, yeah, I don't think that I don't think that he's A-list guy who you go get and you'll win a title. Now, if he wound up in Houston right now, if you took him off of Golden State and in Houston, then I think he could win another title.
Right.
Talking about Durant. But as far as I'm concerned, if LeBron does that, you either do the Lakers thing that – I still don't buy. I'll be surprised if that happens. I just think that's a media creation. We'll find out. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, Kawhi didn't help matters today.
Well, and that's the thing. And the other team I was going to say that nobody was really talking about, if they could have worked things out with Kawhi, if he'd gone to San Antonio and maybe pulled another player there, that would be...
Well, they already have LaMarcus there. If they keep Kawhi and add LeBron James, that's a pretty decent core.
Yeah, I still would like to see more. I mean, I'm not as high on LaMarcus as you are.
LaMarcus had a great year. And LaMarcus, let's agree, can we agree that LaMarcus is a better player than, you know, Kevin Love or Chris Bosh when they were the third best guys?
Yeah.
So.
Well, Bosh was pretty good at the time when they did that. I mean, it's easy to forget now because he's had all the health problems and all, but he was a damn good player. But I would say they're at least comparable. Is that,
okay.
that fair? I think he's better than Kevin Love. But if he had gone there with Kawhi, then, yeah, that, to me, that's the same thing that you're talking about. And I think maybe Boston, if he'd gone to Boston or goes to Boston.
I don't think there's any way that happens.
But any other team that he goes to.
Unless they let Kyrie go.
Yeah, yeah. But unless he goes, anywhere else he goes, even Philadelphia, to me, that's not putting a super team together. I'm not totally sold on those guys yet. And yeah, if he goes anywhere else, doesn't put a super team because LeBron.
Yeah.
But I think those are three things that would say, yeah, he's doing the same thing as Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Or that or go to Golden State, which I don't see happening.
I don't either.
I don't even know if I'd want to watch that. As much as...
Do you agree with Myles Garrett that KD ruined the NBA?
No, I don't.
I don't either. I mean, I think it, if anything, it's made free agency more interesting than it's ever been.
Like,
the off seasons are always like, oh, what kind of team can be put together to stop this team? I love that.
Free agency is more interesting than the actual product on the floor, though.
That's probably fair.
And, yeah, I don't know how you change that necessarily.
But the question is, do you prefer a league where there's 30 teams who are all close to equal, or do you like to see a league where there's a top, a middle, and a bottom? Because I prefer the latter.
Yeah, I wish there was...
I don't want parity.
I just wish there was an actual competition at the top.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. To me, my favorite years in the NBA, and this is because I'm old and we all have our favorite eras. But
you like the Bill Russell era Celtics.
No, I was not. I was barely alive then. No, I like the Magic versus Bird years.
Okay.
Because those two teams were clearly the best, and I hated the Celtics because I always hate the Celtics.
How did you feel about George Mikan?
Before my time again.
What?
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah.
I must have miscalculated.
Yeah, badly. I'm not 164 years old, but no. But those teams, because one, you knew you were probably going to get those two. You weren't sure which one was going to win. You had Hall of Famers all over the place, but then you also had teams that could scare them. Like the Rockets beat them one year and got to the finals against the Celtics. So every now and then, now the reason for that was this is something I miss and they'll never go back to. the first round they had what was called a mini-series. It was best 2 out of 3.
Right.
And that made it possible to get the occasional upset. And that's what happened. That Rockets team just grinded him down with a bunch of bullies, basically, and played piston ball and managed to beat the Lakers. And when they did that, they went on to get to the finals, and they lost to the Celtics. But was that the year that they got to the finals?
But isn't it?
Yeah,
I don't remember. So isn't that Lakers, that Bird Magic era, isn't that pretty similar to what we've got going here where you've seen 4 straight finals with the same 2 teams?
But I don't think any time over the last 2 years you've thought that the Cavs had any chance, and they've won 1 game in 2 years. It's not the same to me. Those series all went at least 6.
Yeah.
And there were times when the Lakers were way better than the Celtics, and the Celtics still made it competitive. So, and then even then at the end of that era, you had Moses Malone go to the 76ers, and they had a great team for a year. I find it less interesting. I'm interested to see where LeBron goes and what kind of team he puts around him to see if he can beat the Warriors. But if he just goes to – and Tyson on Twitter said LeBron's only move is to stay in Cleveland. If he goes anywhere else, it'll be the same as KD leaving for Golden State. I don't think so. If he goes to Charlotte, I want to play for Michael Jordan.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen.
No, I don't think it's going to happen either. But does that – that's not the same as KD.
No.
It's not even close because that team's not – if he's on that team, they're – a contender in the East, but they're not winning a title. They're not beating the Warriors.
Well, I mean, like, and I think even if he went to, like, Philly or Washington, I mean, he's joining established good teams, but not, like, I mean, the Rockets were the best team in the league last year, at least in the regular season. They won 66 games?
65 games, yeah.
Won 65 games, then they go out and add the best player in the world. I think there would be, I mean, obviously here no one would care. I mean, Rockets fans, they don't care about that. Yeah. Just like Warriors fans didn't care that people were mad that KD joined the Warriors. But I think other people around, like other fan bases would be pissed off about it. But that's the thing about LeBron. Wherever he goes, every fan base except for one is going to be salty about it. Every fan base except one. And that's the dumb one where he ends up.
Yeah. And that's okay. Boy, are we going to talk about this every bleeping day until it happens?
We didn't talk about it at all yesterday.
Well, no, we didn't yesterday, but it's about the 4th time this week that we've talked to LeBron.
It's the scuttlebutt.
Yeah.
That's what people want to talk about.
I was just going to mention that he wasn't in town.
He's not in town? Or you, at least there has been speculation that's been now proven inaccurate. You can't say with 100% certainty he's not in town.
Well, no, but the person they thought they saw was not him. The Legal Machine says best 3 out of 5, not 2 out of 3. Go back and look up your history, Legal Machine. It was 2 out of 3 the first time the Rockets beat the Lakers.
Don't argue with Fred about 1940s basketball.
Now, stop.
How dare you?
Stop. All right.
He's got his George Mikan jersey on today.
Get out of here. George Mikan. I'm trying to remember the first NBA Finals I watched. Would have been in the 70s.
Is it true that James Naismith consulted you and he wanted to use an apple basket and you said, no, a peach basket will work better?
I was dating his mother at the time. So
he called you, he wouldn't call you dad, but he'd call you Mr. Fred.
Yeah, and he'd ask me.
Even though he was already a grown doctor.
Yeah. Guys, and I think this guy's thinking of the second time when Ralph Sampson hit the shot and they beat them. But, no, go back. I think it was – I was actually a Rockets ball boy when I was in the 7th grade. And I guess that's when I really started paying attention to basketball. So that would have been late 70s. So, all right, guys. AJ's obviously drunk. So, but one thing he can do is take Thrive when he's done drinking. Thrive Plus is fantastic. And you take it – after your last alcoholic beverage or right before you go to bed, and doesn't matter if you've had 2 or 3 drinks or you've had a bunch more than that, you want to feel 100% the next day. You don't want to feel like, oh, man, I'm just a mess. I can't do this. Thrive Plus, man, it's a vitamin you take whenever you drink. How about this? 3 capsules after your last alcoholic beverage or before you go to bed. Just next moment. Because I made the mistake of forgetting to take them over the weekend, and it makes a difference. It's designed to reduce alcohol's negative effects. It gives your liver what it needs to process alcohol. They were on Shark Tank, the founders of Princeton grad. They've got 5 PhDs on their team. So they know what they're doing, and you don't need to know about all that. All you need to know is if you take it, it's going to work, and trust me, it works. They're also based right here in Houston, so if you order before 4 o'clock, guess what? You're going to get it the next day. To order Thrive Plus, go to DecideThrive.com. That's DecideThrive.com. They're even on Amazon, so if you want to order that way, simply search Thrive Plus on Amazon. I don't drink without Thrive Plus, neither should you. DecideThrive.com.
Beef is everlasting, complete with thick scars. Brothers each other up in prison yards. Drama, where does it start? You know the block was ill as a youngster. Every night it was like a
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Nick's place on Rocky Ridge. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Nick's place. If you're just getting in your car and you're not on your way here, shame bell for you, because this is the place to be. And if you can't make it out here tonight, well, I don't know what's wrong with you, but come out for the soccer. If you're a soccer person, they're opening at 7 a.m. tomorrow, Sunday.
Can they serve beer at 7 a.m. on Sunday?
Not on Sunday, right?
Yes, we can.
You can?
Serving food.
There you go. That's right.
In front of you, that's
really?
Boom. That's
okay.
How you work it.
See,
I like
that's,
that.
Nick is a genius.
Yeah.
He really is.
I'm thinking
so, yes. You.
Everybody at 7 a.m. on Sunday.
Yeah, nice. So, yeah.
That must be the rule. You've got to have food in front of you, because, like,
yeah,
I've tried to go to a brunch with my wife and drink bottomless mimosas without eating, and they won't allow it.
Yeah.
You've got to have, like, a piece of toast.
713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776, if you want to text the show. And
that's right. I drink mimosas because I'm a lady.
Are you?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had a mimosa.
Really?
Yeah, and I have some friends that they'll go to one of my favorite places, like on Saturdays, and just load up on pitchers of mimosas. And it sounds fun, but I haven't done it yet. My breakfast drink is a screwdriver.
That's like, not bad. That's not bad either.
If I'm drinking in the morning, it's not something I make a habit of. I'm not quite what I used to be. Like, I used to take pride in being able to do a triple-double, which is like three straight days of 20 drinks or more. I couldn't do that anymore.
No.
I couldn't even do back-to-back like that. But yeah, if I'm on a plane and
but
we're flying out early.
Can you do 20 drinks in a day once?
I can, but I'm not going to – I'm going to be pretty wrecked.
You're a machine.
I don't do it anymore, though. You've seen me do 20 drinks in a day.
Oh, I know.
But
I remember when I walked up on you in Vegas with that – like you made a pyramid out of empty shot glasses.
That was fun. But, yeah, I don't really do that anymore, because I've kind of got – I used to have a shot clock when I was younger that would tell me, okay, you've had enough to drink. And it's kind of come back now. So if I'm out and about and I'm starting to feel like, okay, this is getting close to blackout, I'm going home.
Okay.
And stopping. So I don't know that I could do 20 anymore. I could, but I wouldn't remember it.
Let's test you.
And I don't really want to. No, I'm not
come
doing
on,
it.
Come on. Do 20 right now.
Nope. I'm having one Love Street that Dustin brought me.
And
thank
that's
you
it,
for that.
And you're cut off.
But I do like we're flying somewhere. If we fly out early, yeah, man, I'll hammer a couple screwdrivers on the plane. That's
yeah.
fun. Or if I'm going to day drink and that's how I'm starting.
Bloody Mary is the worst breakfast drink. We can
yeah.
agree, right?
Oh, God, those are horrible.
Tomato juice is just
those,
gross.
Well, yeah, I'm with you on that. And, I mean, I just think those things are hideous. Just got in a wreck with someone who had zero insurance, waiting on cops to sort this out. In the meantime, I'll get my blitz on while I wait.
That's not a good thing.
Yeah. When I got hit, I'm pretty sure the guy didn't have insurance because he somehow escaped.
Yeah.
That sucked.
Yeah, so. He hit you hard.
Yeah. I still, to this day, have no idea how
he either didn't have insurance or he was drunk.
I think both. Because
that's the only two reasons to flee the scene of an act, or you've got like a body in your trunk or something.
Well,
right?
yeah, that or yeah, you're wanted. You've got like 12 warrants,
right?
But I still to this day don't know how he got his vehicle started and managed to get away. And because when he drove off, the police officer who got there said he's not going anywhere, because he shows me the trail of gasoline and oil and all kinds of crap that's going off the freeway. Somehow he gets across every lane of 59 to the exit, which it was packed, so I don't know how he managed that. And then he gets to a part at the exit, and then there's just nothing.
I think the craziest part is he built up that much speed on 59 during rush hour.
Well, it was – well, if you're pretty familiar with this area. If you're going downtown, it backs up where it goes from five lanes to three.
Yeah.
And so I was at a dead stop there, and he obviously wasn't, and just bam.
Boy.
Just kept going. I was in the back of the line. I happened to be the wrong one.
I'm glad you survived it, Fred.
Yeah.
I was worried about you. Things were touch and go for a minute.
Well, it messed me up a lot more than I realized at the time.
Right.
You know, so, but all good now.
That's why you have a dad bod.
No.
Just say yes.
It's because I.
Just say yes.
No, I eat a lot.
No. That, no.
I drink a lot.
I tried to help you there.
Nah, it's okay. It's all fine. Somebody says they think we upset T-Ball Willie yesterday.
That's well, okay.
Don't call with T-Ball.
Yeah, I don't care about
Willie.
T-Ball.
That's why you're too bad.
Yeah.
So. He says, I'm shocked that two professional alcoholics like you guys did not know the food rule in order to drink early on a Sunday. Well, I got to be honest. The place I go on Sundays for breakfast, they don't. They're open at 8, but they can't serve alcohol till 10, even if you have food. So if that's a decision that they made, then I may have to go somewhere else.
How about also, unless, like, I'm coaching baseball, I don't wake up on Sunday until 10. And yeah. If I do wake up early, then I'm, like, going to church, and I'm never ordering a screwdriver at church.
Why not? That'd be a good way to handle church.
They don't serve screwdrivers,
well,
only wine.
Well,
and who wants to drink wine at 10 a.m.?
Oh, yeah. I don't even like drinking wine that much in a normal time. But, yeah, if you walk in there with get one of your little
and I'm pretty
Arctic
sure it's like
things.
A crappy red blend, too.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Not great.
Yeah. It's – jeez. 713-780-ESPN. Deacon says, do you know season 2 of Goliath drops tonight? I didn't know that.
No, I didn't know that either.
What was that, John? Oh, okay. I have to tell you about Texans Khan Academy and all the great things that they do for their students because they take in – kids who have had issues at other schools, they give them another chance, and they work around whatever those issues were. And sometimes it's as simple as transportation. Sometimes it's as simple as they had to get a job to support their family. Well, they take these kids in. They'll work around their schedule. They do what they need to do. So many of them graduate. A lot of them just graduated. They're going to have a new school year starting soon, and they need your help. And by your help, just a donation of a vehicle you're not using anymore. It can be a car. It can be a truck. It can be an RV, it can be a tractor, it doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in, it doesn't matter if it's running, doesn't matter if it has flood damage, and it really doesn't matter where you are. If you can hear my voice on the radio, they'll come and tow it free of charge. They'll process all the paperwork, your donation's tax deductible, and if you donate today, become the latest blitzer to step up, guess what, $50 Visa gift card. Give them a call, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
This is the Blitz.
The Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. Listen for your chance to win in the name game where we call two names. And if one of those is your name, you try to be the first caller and the winner of today's prize. A $50 gift certificate to Prime Social Poker Club.
Oh, that's a good deal.
Yeah, it is, where you can take your game to the next level in a comfortable upscale setting with full-service restaurant and bar. It's the best poker in town. The Bench gave away today's prize to Timothy, since he was the first caller. Congratulations, Timothy, for being today's winner. John, I'd kind of like to know the other names so I know who lost, so I can say, Charles, you sucked at dialing. Timothy won by out-dialing everybody. So I'd like to know the losers. Is that possible?
I'll have to ask Michelle.
I guess not. All right. Yeah, I just want to know so I could say, oh, and if your name was Spanky, you finished second today because you suck at dialing. You're not nearly as fast as Timothy. That's all. Also, want to tell you to check out sportsmap.com today. At some point during the show, when I get to it, we'll have a recap of today's World Cup action up. I just have to go and post it, and it might take a few minutes. So we'll have that for soccer fan. We got a really cool story on a fitness tour of the city of Houston where you can go and sign up, and you do a five-mile walk, but you get to go to a brewery. You get to go take pictures of graffiti. It's really cool. Our buddy Disco Biscuit wrote that one. It's on the site right now. Joel's got a video on LeBron. We have the video of AJ with the phone caller yesterday. That's on the page. We also have Bill O'Brien was on the bench this morning. We got some comments from him. And Jerry Bowe's World Cup edition, Bookie Busters. Charlie Palillo with his weekly column. And the Harris County Houston Sports Authority Insider. Houston is up for another Final Four. So we may get another Final Four.
I think we do a pretty good job with it. So I'm.
Yeah, yeah, they do a good job with those events. And
yeah.
Jermaine also has something, a video on three things to watch this weekend, which I haven't watched his video yet because I've been a little busy. But, yeah, that's all on there, and we'll have the soccer up in a bit. And, yeah, it's funny because people talk about, and I don't want the World Cup here because it's going to create all these problems. The World Cup's not going to be a bigger event if it comes here than the Super Bowl. Or even maybe not even the Final Four, because you're only going to have a couple of teams come in.
Right.
And so it's not – I mean, it's not going to be that huge of a deal. It'll be nice, but it's not going to – it's not going to be a thing that shuts down the city like the Olympics.
Well, only a couple teams come in for the Super Bowl.
Right. And a bunch of people come with them. And yeah. I think I don't think you'll see as many people come in for that as they would for the Super Bowl.
Because, I agree completely.
Because they'll go to see their country.
Right. Unless it was like one of the I don't know. If it was one of like the final four games or something like that, maybe it'd be pretty big.
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to be that.
If it were like a opening round qualifier, like the stuff that's going on today.
Well, and plus in 2026, they're going to do 48 teams.
Oh,
so
God.
There's going to be yeah. Well, they got to do something to get the United States
yeah.
in. Of course, they get an automatic bid for hosting. So does Canada. Oh, geez. But yeah, how pathetic is it? Every time I look at the games, freaking Iran is in the World Cup winning games.
Yeah.
All these U.S. guys are sitting at home punching the clown.
Yep.
It's sad. Sad. It's
sad.
Sad.
You know who I blame for the U.S. U.S. soccer team's troubles?
Glenn Davis.
Dims.
Oh, yeah.
And the liberal fake news,
sad.
Fake media.
Sad.
Yeah. The failing New York
I started
Times.
Irritating.
I blame the failing New York Times.
Yeah. Yeah. And low rating Samantha Bee.
Yeah.
I think it's her fault, too.
Very, very low ratings. Very low.
Sad.
Failing program.
Sad. God. I saw something that I found very interesting.
Okay.
Because it became a story, and it showed up on Larry Brown Sports, and it's something you said days ago. But apparently,
I'm ahead of the curve.
You're not as popular as Joe Rogan.
No.
Because Rogan basically said, talking about CM Punk, he's a very nice guy and he's a hard worker, but he does not have athletic talent.
Well.
Now, I have to say, I can speak. You have the audio? Okay, yeah, let's hear him.
He's a very nice guy. He's a very nice guy and he's a hard worker, but he does not have athletic talent. He's missing a lot. And he's a showman, and when he was in the WWE, he was allowed to say, I am the fucking man, and throw his arms up in the air. Right. And they had it scripted so that he was the man. He doesn't have the ability to move his body right. There's a lot of guys you could take out there that are track and field guys or football players, and you could get them to fight better than him in a couple of weeks.
Right.
Easily, because they're athletes. They're athletes. They would understand how to shift their weight, throw a punch, and he doesn't have any talent. That's all it is. He just doesn't have physical talent.
And it's a big story that Joe Rogan said it, but I got to say, that's almost exactly what you said.
It is what I said, yeah. He's surprisingly slow. He doesn't appear to be very strong. His fast twitch muscles just aren't there. And it's not, you know, I was at a, on Fridays we do competition jiu-jitsu at my gym. And I was there today, and there's these two guys who are both blue belts in jiu-jitsu. And one of the guys is a very, very athletic, he's a personal trainer. He's strong, he's fast, he's explosive. He doesn't know a lot about jiu-jitsu. The other guy knows everything he's supposed to do. Everything he's supposed to do. Like, he's, you know, he goes through these steps in his head. He doesn't skip over steps.
Technically solid.
But he's 50-something years old.
No, that he's doomed then.
And when you put him against this 25, 26-year-old personal trainer who doesn't know what he's doing but is just a better athlete, he wins. The better athlete wins. And he's Joe Rogan's right. Like, guys like Greg Hardy, I mean, he's winning MMA fights. And it's not because he's been training his whole life. It's because he's a freakishly good athlete who will, at the lower levels, run through people. And that's what a lot of it is. Like, in amateur MMA and early in your professional career, it's often whoever the best athlete is will win. And CM Punk is just a really, really... And I don't mean to clown. Maybe he was a good athlete back in the day, but at this
point... He's also 39 years old.
Yeah, he's almost 40, and he's not... He's definitely not in his athletic prime, and he just doesn't have the... His body wasn't meant to be a professional athlete. That's all.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of guys who are... They work really hard to be good at a sport, and then they stop playing in high school because at some point there's only so much that their body it can only take them so far because they don't have the genetics to make it to the next level. And that seems kind of like CM Punk. Like, he's a dude who really, really wants to do this, which I appreciate, but he's just not athletic enough to be a fighter. He's just not.
And most of us realize at some point in our life that I wanted to play football. I loved football. I played.
I'm sure when you were in junior high, you thought you could play in the NFL.
Oh, absolutely. And early on in high school, until I started playing with guys who were legitimate Division I talents.
Yeah.
And knocked my bleep in the dirt. And you realize I'm not on this level. I never will be on this level.
Yeah.
Same thing with basketball. And really, all those sports, you get to a level at some point where you say, I'm not good enough.
Yeah.
And as much as I'd love to be, you know, would I have rather have spent 15 years of my life playing quarterback in the NFL? Absolutely.
Of course.
But at some point you just realize, oh, okay, that's never happening.
Right. Like,
you can be a water boy.
When I was in seventh grade, I went to a wrestling tournament. I won three matches and won first place at this tournament. And I was thinking to myself, God, I'm probably going to go to the Olympics. I mean, this is look at what I've done. I mean, how
this
great
is easy.
Am I?
Yeah.
But that's not how high level professional athletics work. You've got to have all that drive, and that's very important. But you also at some point have to be just blessed genetically. And if you take a guy who is blessed genetically, doesn't love the sport, and then you take a guy who loves the sport but isn't blessed genetically, normally that genetically blessed guy is going to win out.
I'll give you a...
Ricky Williams is a great example of that.
Yeah,
Ricky Williams could care less about football. He didn't care. He didn't want to play football, but he was freakishly athletic and great at football. So all these other dudes who wanted it so bad, they couldn't take it from Ricky because they weren't built like Ricky.
I'll give you a really good example of this. When we were, when I was in my early 20s, mid-20s, I guess. We played rec league basketball. We had a really good team. We played against a lot of former NBA guys and college guys. And we had one guy on the team who was really good, who had played, well, I had several guys who were pretty good, but he played high school in Houston and averaged 20 points a game, played at a lower-level college. And David Wood came out to our tournament. We were playing a media three-on-three, and we thought, oh, we're just going to kill everybody. David Wood was, like, into the bench for the Rockets. I don't know if you remember him, like, 6'10", white guy.
Oh, yeah.
And so my friend's like, hey, let's play one-on-one for a second. And David Wood basically picked up the basketball, and before he could even react, he had dunked and was, I mean, it was just, and this was into the bench NBA guy. You're just looking at that going, oh, yeah, that's, We don't belong here.
When I lived in Austin, we used to play pickup ball, and there was a guy who had been a walk-on at Texas. And you're thinking, walk-on? I mean, how he'd never played. He was so much better than everyone else on the floor because there's levels to it. You know what I mean? And then when he got on the floor with – if you put him on the floor with NBA guys, he's not even in the conversation. It's just – that's just the way it works. All right. You know who's good at basketball? The Warriors. They seem to be pretty good. And HBO takes you into the finals. An inside look at the finals between the Cavs and the Warriors. One of the – HBO Sports, obviously one of television's premier storytellers. They teamed up with Bill Simmons – Media Group for Courtside at the NBA Finals, an unscripted one-hour special chronicling the sights and sounds of the NBA Finals. It debuts on Tuesday, June 19th, with a replay that evening at 10 o'clock, only on HBO. The original showing is at 8 o'clock Central Time. The special will also be available on HBO Now, HBO Go, and HBO On Demand. It's just going to give you a unique and unprecedented inside look at the championship series, as the Cavs and the Warriors competed for the trophy. It's produced by HBO Sports. Courtside at the NBA Finals will be executive produced by Bill Simmons, founder of the Bill Simmons Media Group. And if you are unaware, the great Andre the Giant documentary that we saw a couple months ago, that was Bill Simmons, and that registered the highest premiere viewership for an HBO Sports documentary in 15 years. HBO Sports does it right. 135 Sports Emmy Awards. Everybody loves it. They do things the right way, and this should be no escape from that. Experience the NBA Finals like never before with the HBO Sports special Courtside at the NBA Finals. Giving fans an inside look at the NBA's championship series as the Cleveland Cavs and Golden State Warriors competed on the biggest stage of the basketball season. See it. Courtside at the NBA Finals, Tuesday, June 19th, 8 o'clock Central Time with an encore at 10. Only on HBO.
Wine and cracks. Who's more important than your Lord and Savior? Won't let the pearly gates up in. It's probably due to all your poor behavior. My mentor got a couple tips to save ya. Just be sure to count it as my only favor. Thank me later. Every night I stayed up, say your prayer, make me greater. Let's save a chasing green for collard greens and make potatoes on the table. Pray for cable, hit the label. Now we major high. I got my own relationship with God. Lord.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.